Listen, listen, my children. I will tell you one more story. It will be the story of Coyote and the Frost Giant. It was not until Frost Giant met Coyote that it became the Frost we know now. I will tell you why. After a long trip in which he had many adventures, Coyote started home, back to his wife and children. Instead of following the trail, he decided to take a new path and see new places. While walking one day, he saw a great river before him with a single teepee on the other side. No one was in sight. A dark cloud seemed to hang over the place. A long white pole stuck out of the top of the teepee. On the pole hung white pieces of buckskin. I wonder who lives there, thought Coyote. He noticed a canoe on the river. He wanted to find out who lived in the teepee, so he called loudly. He called several times before he saw a giant man come out. The man wore only a breechcloth. His face was painted a brilliant red, and his long black hair hung loosely about his shoulders. He walked to the water's edge and looked across at Coyote. Coyote yelled, "Hey there, old man! Get me across on your canoe and hurry, for I have no time to lose." The man on the other side stood still for a few moments. Then he turned around and went back into his teepee. Almost at once, Coyote saw the pieces of buckskin on the pole move. A cold breeze sprang up. Dark clouds appeared and it began to snow. Coyote stood shivering from the cold. He looked for shelter but found none. Seeing a huge rock close by, he went and sat down behind it. In a short time, he felt his hands and feet grow numb. He got up and walked around, hoping this would keep him warm, but it was no use. He walked until he was tired. He fell down, and he was too weary to get up again. While he lay there, the spirit of death came to take him to another world. Later, Meadowlark found Coyote. He knew the Frost Giant and his way of killing and eating people. He knew that soon Coyote would die. Meadowlark set out to tell Coyote's brother Fox. Fox was the only person who had the power to bring Coyote back to life. When Fox heard what had happened, he knew he had to save his brother. He dressed himself in his fur robe and left that night. When Fox found his brother, he carried him out of the giant's sight. Fox stood over Coyote and called upon the Great Spirit to help him. He then stepped over Coyote three times and brought his brother back to life. Coyote said, I certainly had a nice nap. I want to see Frost Giant. Fox knew that it would be useless to argue with Coyote. As soon as he came to the river again, Coyote called for his power. Instantly, a pair of warm moccasins and a warm blanket appeared. He put them on and went to the edge of the river. He called just as he had done the day before. Coyote shouted again, "Hey there, old man, get me across on your canoe and hurry, for I have no time to lose." "Sounds like the same one I killed yesterday and could not find this morning," the giant said to himself. The giant pulled the strings that made the pieces of buckskin move, and the cold came. He sat down to wait for morning to come. An extra wave of cold was sent to be sure that Coyote would be killed. As soon as Coyote felt the cold coming, he sat down under a tree. His clothes were so warm that he did not feel the cold. Early the next morning, he saw the Frost Giant coming across in his canoe. Coyote stretched himself out under the tree. He closed his eyes so that he looked like he was dead. The Frost Giant came to Coyote as soon as he landed. He was about to eat him when Coyote again called upon his power, and another person appeared some distance away. The giant thought, "That other fellow looks nice and fat. I had better kill him first, and then we'll have two people to eat instead of one." The giant smacked his lips as he started toward the new person. Coyote took a peek and saw the giant going the other way. Jumping up, he ran down to the river and got into the canoe. The giant heard the noise and ran down to the river, but Coyote was already out of reach. I will catch the other person anyway, the giant thought. Turning around, he saw nothing. He had lost both of them. He stood there, not knowing what to do. Finally, he sat on a rock to think. Coyote crossed the river safely and ran into the teepee. The teepee was empty, except for a bow and some arrows and skeletons hanging down from the sides. He saw the strings hanging from the pole on the top, and he pulled them. He sat down and waited for the cold to come. "It does not seem to be getting any colder," he said. "I'll look out and see if it is snowing yet." When Coyote stuck his head out, the air was so cold that he almost froze. After that, he stayed inside. The next day, he looked out and saw that it was nice and warm again. He went across the river in a canoe and found the frost giant frozen to death. "This will teach you never to eat people again," he told the frost giant. Coyote went on his way, satisfied that the world was rid of another enemy.